I am Plante on the Line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. The Royal City Musical Theatre is a tradition for so many, not just in and around New Westminster, but throughout Metro Vancouver. Since 1989, their award-winning productions have been the highlight of the spring for theatregoers. It's no different this year as they premiere Shrek the Musical, starting this Friday, the 17th of April, running until the 3rd of May at the Massey Theatre. Making its Broadway debut in 2008, the show had a life before as an award-winning and critically acclaimed animated feature. On stage, the show has taken on a new life, delighting audiences for nearly 20 years now. Chris Adams was recently named the permanent artistic director of the Royal City Musical Theatre. He's been serving as interim director for the last couple of seasons. He joins me now to preview the show and to talk about the musical that features the beloved characters of Shrek, Donkey, and Princess Fiona, among others. I'll ask Chris about the hilarity in the show and the themes of self-acceptance and inclusivity. And I'll get Chris to tell us about the David Lindsay Abaire and Janine Tesori score. Chris is also involved with Rain City Theatre, and I'll ask him about their upcoming production of Sunday in the Park with George. Visit RoyalCityMusicalTheatre.com for tickets and information. We spoke 2 weeks ago with Chris joining me from New Westminster. Please welcome back to the Plante Online program, Chris Adams. Mr. Adams, good morning.
It's nice to be back. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. You were named permanent artistic director, I guess, recently for the Royal City Musical Theatre. Is that right?
That's right. Yes. Yeah. I've been the interim for just going on 2 years, and it was made official just last week.
Yeah. Well, it's such a tradition in this part of the world. I know people like I had a friend of mine who he died at 89, and it was a tradition year after year to go and bring his family and his grandkids. Each year, I'm sure there are still lots of day one subscribers to the shows every spring. What is it like when you're dealing with sort of a built-in audience like that, and people who love musicals, mm-hmm. who love the Massey Theatre, who are in and around, you know, because you've got people coming in from Vancouver, people from the Valley even.
From just about everywhere in the Lower Mainland, and the repeat guests are our livelihood. I mean, we rely on people coming back each year, and we love it. They're the foundation of the company and how we keep going.
And the thing about Shrek the Musical that I was just thinking about, I mean, it's a very 21st century show, isn't it? Because the film came out in 2001.
Yep.
The musical adaptation was in 2008. It makes for great material for a musical. And you've got, you know, younger audience members who will doubtless be familiar with the movie. And it's a great show for older audiences who get introduced to something new altogether, right?
Absolutely, yeah. That was sort of the goal with it, was that it could sort of attract many different generations of theater goers, and hopefully every generation from, you know, grandkids to kids to grandparents. It still really has that big Broadway show feel. There's big songs and dances, tap numbers, everything that we're sort of used to from musical theater, but in that fun, playful, exciting, slightly more contemporary, early 2000s sort of feel. So a little bit of things for everybody.
And the messages in the show, self-acceptance, inclusivity, I mean, you know, that's what makes the show timely and provide great lessons for an audience, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It really is something else that was important to me and important to everyone in choosing this show, was it allowed for everyone to be included, everyone to be invited, everyone to feel like they belong, have a place that they can come to, both if we're talking, you know, the audience to see the show or the actors to audition for the show. It really is accepting on all levels.
Talk about the actors for just a moment. Tanner Zier, Madison Sims, I mean, they play Shrek and Fiona, respectively. How do you go about casting actors who are playing characters that are so recognizable to a part of the audience, eh?
Yeah, I mean, it's I'm sure, a little daunting, for probably more daunting to play it than to cast them, but we do open call auditions, and so it really stems from who's coming out to audition, and we go through a first sort of round of auditions, and then we do callbacks, and give them different material to work with and try and see how it feels. And from there, we cast the show. So it's really sort of everybody's welcome. Everyone's welcome to try out and give it a go. We typically hire a couple professionals or equity actors for some of the leads. And so, you know, Tanner is a professional. He just came off Frozen at the Arts Club and has done a bunch of shows there. And, has really came in and blew us out of the water and won the role. And same with Madison. Madison is more what I would call pre-professional. She doesn't have her equity card at this point, but I know she will very soon. She's incredible.
You said something a moment ago, Chris. I want to pick up on. You said it was these are characters that are daunting to play for them. Do they voice those sort of concerns to you, either in the audition process or the rehearsal process, as the director say?
We talk about it a little bit, but I think everyone, the majority of the actors on this show, are working from the script, working from the material, working with the other people in rehearsal. You can honor what the movie did, but no one is out here to, you know, do line readings or copy what the movie's doing. Mm-hmm. But you know, you hope that the writing and the script and the connection and the costumes, you know, all come together and people won't be disappointed.
And sets and costumes—that's another important thing, isn't it? Because this is a show that some people will have already seen in the movies.
Yeah.
How do you recreate those for the stage?
Well, it's big. If people know the Massey Theater, it's just over 1,200 seats. It's a big giant stage. Mm-hmm. So the sets have to be big. The costumes have to be big. There's over 100 costumes in the show, just with all the costume changes for the fairy tale creatures and Duloc dancers, and it's quite a huge task, and everything we've seen so far and been working on, I've been very impressed with. So we're close to coming together and putting it all in prior to opening night. So it's a very exciting time.
So I was thinking about how to say this. I'm kind of embarrassed that I haven't seen the movies.
There you go.
So this is a great chance for me to get introduced to these characters. In terms of the score, in terms of the music that we'll hear. Mm-hmm. What does it sound like? Is it like your typical Disney stuff, or you mentioned earlier that it sounds like a Broadway show? That'll be something I'll recognize when I go to the Massey, right?
Yeah, I think the music really has a really nice sort of contemporary Broadway feel. I don't think it's that different from your sort of Beauty and the Beast or Little Mermaid sort of style, but it maybe has a little bit more of a rock edge. There's a couple guitars in the show, so it has a bit of a more of electric guitar sort of feel, which plays into the finale of the show, which is the one thing that they got the rights to from the movie, which was the song "I'm a Believer" closes out the show, and that was how the movie closed out. So that's sort of a nice little nod to the movie at the end.
And then, if you're a fan of David Lindsay Abaire and Janine Tesori, their Kimberly Akimbo is at the Arts Club through May.
It's true, actually. Yeah, we figured that out a little while ago. It's quite funny. They also wrote the beautiful Fun Home as well, too. So it's they're very skilled, strong writers, of course. So it's surprisingly great material.
So if you're looking at musicals, and I'm sure you have, you've studied these. This is your trade. These are Tesori especially. I mean, as a composer, a lot of her work has come out in the last 20 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about musicals in the 21st century, I mean, they really are in good hands with people like her, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, she all the shows I just listed, all the other ones, everything she touches has this really cool sort of sound and feel to it, and Shrek is no different to that.
And then you were also involved with Rain City Theater, I understand?
I am, yeah. It's a company I started back in 2018.
So I had to look it up because the name was familiar, and then I realized you're the company that produces site-specific shows. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah, site-specific immersive theater.
Can you tell us, because the next show is Sunday in the Park with George, where that'll be?
Yeah, it's a very cool space. It's new for us. We do try to find unique venues for our shows, and so we found a really cool multimedia art space just about a block and a half off Main in Railtown, just a couple doors over from the Railtown Cafe, if you know the neighborhood.
Yeah. I was thinking about where you could put this, and were you ever tempted to do this outside?
Yes. it really could have been very cool to actually do it in a park, but this multimedia art space is sometimes housed and created into an art gallery, so it has that same sort of art gallery feel, which, of course, fits with the period. But we have a couple shows that would be really beautiful outdoors. That's on the list.
The company also produced Company a while back.
Yeah.
I guess Sondheim, he's someone you can't avoid, can you, when, in terms of...
No, and I wouldn't want to. It's challenging material. It's a challenging book. It's challenging songs. But what it brings out is you know, the best people Vancouver have to offer in terms of performing it, singing it, playing it musically. So it really makes everybody, you know, work at 110%.
Yeah, Sweeney Todd was a previous production as well.
Yeah.
I can't imagine musical theater without Stephen Sondheim, can you?
Not at all, no. I think he almost was ahead of his time. I mean, he if you look at something like a Company, it didn't work back in, you know, in the 70s, but it works now. It's like it's taken everybody, you know, 20, 30, 40 years to figure it out. Merrily We Roll Along was another famous flop that he had that has just had this massive, you know, resurgence in the last 10 years, both in London and on Broadway. And yet it was such a big failure in the 70s, they did a documentary about how much it failed. So, he definitely was ahead of his time. We're still discovering new things all the time.
The remarkable thing about his work is just how robust it is. I mean, I saw the filmed version of the musical of Merrily We Roll Along recently, and I just couldn't imagine how that could flop, especially with, you know, Sondheim right there, Hal Prince.
Yeah, I know. There's so much, you know, to dig into. There's so much material that he created that, I guess, you know, interpretation, time, distance from the material, but I agree with you. I think it would have been a stunning piece, but it didn't work in the 70s.
Yeah, it works now, certainly. That film version is remarkable.
Absolutely, yeah.
So Sunday in the Park with George is coming up. Can you tell us what else you're working on, say, at the moment?
Well, between Shrek and Sunday, that basically takes my whole year. So I have little projects and other things I'm doing, but those are the two big shows this year. So both of these take about a year to sort of get going. So it's not a small commitment by any stretch.
I'll bet. And I guess you're already thinking about next year's production at Royal City, right?
We are, and very excitingly, we're going to be announcing next year's production on opening night. So we're hoping to get people excited and get ticket sales, hit off with a bang sometime in the future. But the announcement and the excitement will start to build opening night when we announce next year.
Without telling us what it is, what goes into deciding what you're going to do a year hence?
Oh, well, I think it's a little bit of looking at what's working and how, you know, the I don't want to say the market, but the people or the feedback we're getting from people who are enjoying the shows plays into it. If somebody, you know, if we hear what people want to do and it makes sense, then we might do it. So communication is important, but then looking at what's available and talking to the rights holders and reading the scripts and then with Royal City, because it's so much bigger than one person, it's okay, well, let's check with the technical director. How do they feel about this? Let's check with the board and the producer and sort of see if we all, you know, have have checked all the boxes in deciding. So it really is a collaborative effort to make sure we're picking the right show.
Yeah, it's a fascinating thing to think about. I mean, it really is. That's the business part of show business, I guess, right?
It is, yeah. That is the other side of it.
Yeah. Well, great success. Break a leg, as they say. I so appreciate your time today, Chris. It's a pleasure talking to you again.
Of course, yeah. It was great. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Shrek the Musical's at the Massey Theater starting this Friday, the 17th of April, through to the 3rd of May. Visit RoyalCityMusicalTheater.com for tickets and information. The artistic director of the Royal City Musical Theater, Chris Adams, joined me on the line from New West in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plunta.